Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, Leslie Hanks and I were at a hearing at the Capitol in Denver about a fetal homicide bill, and Leslie's here in studio. We've got a lot to cover, Leslie.
We do.
We've got Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I think Obama has chosen Romney as his VP running mate.
Good.
Right. And we've got reports on the caucuses.
Yeah.
From this week in Colorado. Santorum, yesterday, Doug McBurney tore up the airwaves talking about
fun.
Santorum. Santorum won my caucus. How did
Mine
he do
too.
It? Yeah, yours
he,
also?
Yeah, he did.
He won big in my caucus in Jefferson County, Colorado. Also, something Romney said about Plan B, which is bizarre, in the hearing and the bill to make it a crime against the unborn child if, say, a drunk driver kills a woman and her baby, or somebody commits a murder and the baby's injured or killed, we need to be able to charge the criminal with the crime against the baby also.
Fetal homicide.
Yeah.
Senator Harvey's bill.
Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about on that score, right?
Yep, and one more thing.
Yeah.
My hairdresser, in her wonderful, encouraging email she put out to her Bible study women to participate in the caucuses, and she got some really nice feedback. And
yeah, well, and that's your hairdresser?
Mm-hmm.
Only your hairdresser knows for sure.
That's right.
All right, good.
She's a dear woman.
Well, isn't that super? And we'll get a report in a moment from somebody who did a caucus in Brighton, Colorado, north of Denver. But first this. Barack Obama is being skewered, especially by conservatives and pro-lifers, for doing something terrible, ordering churches and Christian hospitals, Christian ministries,
Christian universities
to cover in their health insurance for their workers, for example, the morning after abortion pill.
Right.
And other egregious things, violating not only morality, because that pill kills kids, but also violating their religious freedom.
Right. Mandates that they cover contraception and sterilization, I understand.
Sterilization and especially, which is the most egregious, the Plan B morning after pill, which is an abortifacient.
Right.
So here's the irony. A lot of the people who are just irate at Barack Obama for doing this, support Mitt Romney.
That's right.
He did the same thing.
That's right.
He did the same thing in Massachusetts, ordering pro-life Christian hospitals to dispense the morning after pill, Plan B. And that's even worse. What Obama said is the health insurance you give your employees has to cover Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad. It's worse to tell Christian pro-lifers you have to dispense Plan B.
Right.
When Mitt Romney did that as the governor of Massachusetts, his own legal counsel told him the law did not require pro-life hospitals to distribute Plan B, and he just went right ahead and issued that executive order.
Well, it's shocking how many people still believe he's pro-life. I can't quite figure out why, but
yeah, the most horrendous things Barack Obama does, Mitt Romney tops him. And, you know, that was the topic. Do you remember the quote about Romney being an Olympic athlete?
Yeah, I couldn't possibly quote it, but I know you can.
Yeah, from the Boston Globe. This is when he flip-flopped over hospitals and Plan B, because he wants to run for office. And he wants to be a pro-abortion, pro-lifer.
Right.
And so he kept changing his position. And when he finally changed his position again and ordered these pro-life hospitals to provide this chemical abortifacient Plan B, this is what the Boston Globe said. They said, flip, flop, flip. Romney has now executed an Olympic caliber double flip-flop with a gold medal performance twist and a half. That's just, and he was
that's
in
great.
Utah, right? He ran the
Olympics. Yeah, the
Olympics,
yeah.
So it's just too funny.
That's
but it's also tragic. Romney, all the rage, like Dan Kaplis yesterday on KHAL Radio, was enraged at Obama for issuing this order to Catholic hospitals.
Right.
Mitt Romney did it and worse to Catholic hospitals. And Dan still wants to deceive himself and think, well, I haven't seen any evidence that Mitt Romney's not pro-life.
I might have to send this article to Dan.
Oh,
what do you think?
Please do.
All right.
That would be great. He reads your mail, right?
Mm-hmm. That's sometimes.
Great. Oh, yeah. That's great. Thanks, Leslie. Okay, so the caucuses. Your caucus, you said you guys voted for Santorum.
We did. It wasn't quite as big a success as yours sounded like. He got 17 and Romney got 14, I think. And
All right.
Ron Paul got 10 and and Newt got the smallest. He only got 5.
Our caucus had, I think, 41 participants.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom four candidates got a total of 1 vote. Because most of them had dropped out, like Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, John Huntsman, Herman Cain, and Ron Paul. So between all of them, they got 1 vote. Santorum got 24 votes. Newt got, I think, 9 votes, yeah. And Mitt Romney got 13 votes. So it was significant in our caucus. And we had a number of us talking about why we would oppose Mitt Romney. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time. And so Santorum won big, which is very exciting because he's been at each of the 3 personhood town hall meetings in Iowa, South Carolina, and Florida.
Right.
You know, he's done things that have been wrong in the past, but we believe people, we trust them, love believes all things, hopes all things. And if he violates his personhood pledge, then we have to hold him accountable. But we're so thankful he's taken a personhood pledge and he's doing well.
Yes, and you know, the other day he even said on Fox News Sunday morning with Chris Wallace that there was a link between abortion and breast cancer, and he may be the first person
to say it on national news, which was just
huge.
Tremendous. And Leslie, the press release put out by American Right to Life on that topic not only was picked up for multiple stories by Fox News,
right,
but it ended up on Times Square in New York City.
People are going to love that image, I have a feeling.
If they go to AmericanRightsAlive.org, click on the Times Square image right on the homepage there, and you'll see it full screen. It'll blow your mind. The message that there's a link between abortion and breast cancer in Times Square on a jumbotron, along with a photograph of an actual case of breast cancer.
And
that was
photograph
stunning.
Is so sad. It really
heartbreaking.
Is. And that's the thing that just kills me. People are so cavalier about the story we're hearing now. They're dispensing Plan B in Pennsylvania in a vending machine on a college campus.
Right.
And girls are not aware of the correlation. It's a Molotov cocktail for breast cancer.
Press A1 for Coke. Press A2 for an abortion.
That's right.
That's what they got.
Students for Life. That was their line today. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's get a report from a caucus goer. But by the way, our telethon yesterday, our total was $7,177. $7,177. Today, someone came into the studio, which is quite a challenge. They had to find us. And it's someone who loves Jesus.
That's really neat.
That's how he said, only if you identify me in just that way, from Arvada, Colorado, and he gave a $500 matching fund.
Oh, that's awesome.
He actually gave us the check, and he said, if $500 comes in to match this, then you could deposit the check.
Oh.
So that's our goal, and thank you to someone who loves Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody that loves Jesus, really.
That's right. So far, people have given to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the internet for another year from Texas, South Dakota, Ohio, Missouri, Indiana, California, and Colorado.
That's fabulous, but we've got some states out there that are shirking
their
responsibilities.
Some of the
states
that are listening that are not helping out. We need your help, guys.
That's right.
Okay, so let's go to Brighton, Colorado. And this caucus goer, his name is Brian. Brian, you're on with Leslie Hanks and Bob Inyart.
We had quite a few people come out for our caucus.
All right.
There were over, I would say, 200 to 250 people all told.
Wow.
On our table, we had 16 people.
Okay, so 16 for your caucus, and then your sort of your district all met in one big facility.
Yeah, we met at school. In
all right.
That's correct.
Cool.
It was quite amazing to be there. It was exciting. People had stood up in our precinct and made quite impassioned speeches. There were three people that wanted to be delegates, and we actually elected all of them, but three people wanted to be delegates. One was supporting Ron Paul, one was supporting Mitt Romney, and one was supporting Rick Santorum. And they all spoke for a couple minutes, and the fellow who was supporting Ron Paul, he went on for almost 10 minutes, and he was obviously, just like they say on Fox News, he was very
impassioned.
Yeah, a little fanatical and very, very enthusiastic. So I did have just about a two-minute conversation with him when the caucus was over, telling him that although I agreed with Ron Paul on certain issues,
sure,
there were things that I disagreed with vehemently, stands that Ron Paul takes, and I said that he upholds the Constitution and states' rights, and I said our right to life does not come from the Constitution or from the states. It comes from God.
Wow.
I said, so Ron Paul elevates the Constitution either on par with God or even above God and makes the Constitution into God.
Wow.
Wow, that's good, Brian.
Very powerful.
Yeah, so that was interesting. My wife about that time started dragging me out. She said, that's enough money.
All right, and let me ask you this. Did you guys introduce any resolutions?
Yeah, so there were two resolutions at our caucus, and the chairman of our caucus asked me if I minded going second. I said no, and they passed around the first resolution, and lo and behold, it was the same resolution that we had brought to the tables, the resolution for personhood.
Oh, great.
So,
well, that's a great sign. Personhood resolutions were introduced at caucuses all over Colorado this week on Tuesday night, and many of those caucuses passed them. It's very encouraging. Hey, thank you so much, Brian, for that report.
You're welcome.
So this is a good time to talk about my hairdresser who last
week your hairdresser
contacted me, and she wanted to know if she should bother to go to her caucus. She said she's just discouraged at the political milieu. And
And
you can
obviously
see where people,
right.
She and I always have great talks when she's working on my hair. But so anyway, I said, go. It's great. It's a great opportunity. You can carry a personhood resolution just like our caller. So she is actually a Bible study teacher, and she sent out a really compelling email to the ladies in her Bible study, and she has a big influence over, I don't know, 50 to 100 women.
Oh, wow.
And she sent it out, and she got some really fun feedback. A lot of people went. that would ordinarily have never gone. And
well, where would your hairdresser have gotten a person at Resolution in order to bring one and introduce it?
Well, I told her to look at the Colorado Right to Life website.
And very self-serving. Yeah, how much do they pay you for
I
that?
I sent her the link, and so she put the link inside her email, encouraged her people, and she sent me some of the results today. People passed the resolution, and they're thanking her for giving out the information about the personhood amendment. They wouldn't have known anything about it if she hadn't done that. So I'm real encouraged, and I think she's really glad she went to hers for the first time.
What a great testimony, right? Yeah. She's a Bible study teacher. She does your hair. You say, hey, you should go, and you could introduce a resolution. Just go to Colorado Right to Life, and you guys made it so easy. All you had to do was click to print out a one page. It was a one sentence resolution. We support the personhood amendment effort. That's great news. Very encouraging and getting more people involved and more people who have biblical family values.
That's right. And she kind of said to them, you know, we have tremendous freedom in America, but we have a huge responsibility, and God's people need to be involved. So I'm real proud of her for doing
that's
that.
That's real good news. All right. So now, Leslie, yesterday at the Capitol, the hearing.
That was really interesting, Bob.
It sure was.
You did a fine job. I'm so proud of you. We talked about how we could help with a more simple way of trying to put legal protections in, that if a woman like the woman in Stapleton last year, who was hit by an unfortunate situation where she was hit by a car and her 8-month baby in the womb didn't survive.
Yeah, 8-month baby in the womb. Now, the apparently drunk driver got away.
Got away.
But out in Grand Junction on the Western Slope, there was a case where a baby was killed and the prosecutor was so upset and the public was outraged that they could not charge. And in that case, they had the guy. They couldn't charge him with homicide for killing this late-term baby. And that baby, you remember the story, how that baby died?
Well, I guess I just remember the fact that the baby was born and then died several hours or a day later.
Yeah, and that's right, in the hospital. And the baby died because of injuries from this drunk driver. And the prosecutor was just so upset. As I said, the public was outraged that we can't charge this criminal for that baby's death for that homicide.
That's right.
And so the effort is to fix that. And we should. 35 states have laws saying, like in California, when Scott Peterson was charged with 2 counts of murder, and he was convicted for killing both his wife, Lacey, and his son, Connor.
Right.
And then the federal government picked up on that, and they have their Lacey and Connor Act. But here's what happened in Colorado, similar to last year's fiasco. Well-meaning pro-life Republicans put together a bill so you could charge the criminal in such a case. And the bill is, for one, it's a monstrosity. It's 15 pages
long. It is long, yes.
And for two, in a dozen places, a dozen times, it reaffirms that a woman can kill her unborn child and not be prosecuted as long as she wants to do it.
As long as she's given her consent.
If she gives her consent, if it's at a medical facility, if it's part of medical treatment, if it's not a criminal abortion, if it's a legal abortion, then she could kill the baby. And of course, that is anti-personhood. It undermines the principles by which we're going to win the battle eventually, and it violates God's enduring command, do not kill the innocent.
Right.
Because it puts it in law, if you kill the baby in this way, then we're not going to prosecute you. So it's just bad law. So what did we do? Colorado Right to Life went to a county prosecutor and asked, could you help us write an abortion-neutral bill? And we don't want it to be 15 pages. Because the devil's in the details. And he wrote a one-sentence bill that's brilliant.
It's more than 15 words, but
it's a few more than 15 words, but it's brilliant. And this was introduced. We introduced this at the hearing, and there was a lot of serious discussion. We said, look, we need to find middle ground. The public despises politicians and special interest groups because they're never willing to look at middle ground on these super divisive issues.
That's right.
And so here's an example where Colorado Right to Life is saying, we're not trying to get personhood wording in. We just want to give a tool to prosecutors. And we're not even using the term unborn child. We're not even doing that. I was asked to read the bill, the one sentence, and we distributed printed out copies to the senators. So I'd like to read it now. And then, Leslie, during the rest of the hearing, there were repeated references made to this concept of an abortion-neutral bill. And at the very end, the chairwoman, the madam chairwoman, said something about Planned Parenthood and Right to Life both being willing to be civil and work together. And she was reprimanded by Senator
Lundberg.
So we'll get to that in a moment. But here's the sentence. If the commission of any crime codified in Title 18 of the Colorado Criminal Code is the cause of death or injury to an unborn member of the species Homo sapiens, the respective homicide and assault charges for that death or injury may be brought contemporaneously with the underlying charges.
You know the word that comes to mind?
What?
Elegant.
Elegant. It is. Now, people hearing it for the first time, it's legal ease, but I think it's elegant. So if you commit a crime and it causes a death or injury to an unborn, it doesn't say child, but that's the meaning, an unborn child, then you could bring homicide and assault charges for that baby's death or injury, at the same time you bring the underlying charges of the original crime.
You know, what was so compelling about that hearing, Bob, was Senator Steve King's reaction to how his law enforcement career, how often he's had to look at a grandparent or a parent and say, you know, there is no remedy for you. I don't have a tool I can work with. And so this is so needed.
Yeah, it's so needed. And of course, you can charge the criminal. If some guy stabs a woman to death and she dies, you could charge him with the crime. There are often aggravating circumstances where he could get a longer punishment. But the fact that you cannot in Colorado say, and she was 8 months pregnant, and you are going to be punished because you killed that baby who was in the womb, sleeping, dreaming, sucking his thumb, playing with his toes. He knew his mother's voice. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
He learned the melodies of songs. He feels pain. He died a terrible death as his mother was dying. And you cannot be charged with killing that little baby. And Planned Parenthood had the gall to be in that hearing and say, no, we don't believe there should be any penalty for killing the fetus in the womb.
Right, and their attorney, Kevin Paul, repeatedly referred to that. I know Senator Harvey was talking about a baby that was killed at the 8th month, and Kevin Paul kept referring to that, the baby in the womb, as an embryo. So
as an embryo, like to try to dehumanize.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So at the very end, the Madam Chairwoman, a Democrat pro-abort, said something like, I'm so glad both sides are civil and they're willing to come together and work together. And she was corrected by Senator Lundberg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what he said?
Kevin Lundberg, who's running for Congress up in 2nd Congressional District, reprimanded her and said that there weren't two parties in the room that were willing to negotiate and find middle ground, that there was only one, and that was Colorado Right to Life. So that was really encouraging.
That was great. And TV News was there. It was a significant time. Before the hearing, afterward, Leslie, you and I had the opportunity to lobby some of our elected representatives, and we've asked them, please consider striking the bill as written and replacing it with this single sentence, because this is abortion neutral. You know what? The media, if the media does, and they do cover this, they cover this issue, they could run the entire bill, the entire law, on a TV news report, let alone a newspaper article. They can't run a 15-page bill.
Think how many trees they'll save.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it was a neat time because we were urging people to do what is right, give prosecutors a tool, but pro-life Republicans, please stop entrenching abortion and Roe v. Wade every time you pass a law. They have this habit. They can't introduce a law unless it says somewhere, by the way, if it's at a medical facility, you could kill the baby. And if the woman gives her consent, you could kill the baby. Leslie, they just don't have it in them, even when there's no reason to do that.
I know. That. I mean, it jumped right out the page at me. The second page says a person commits the offense of unlawful termination of pregnancy in the second degree if the person knowingly ends or causes to be ended the pregnancy of a woman without her consent.
Without her consent.
Why do we need that in there?
And it talks repeatedly about justified medical termination.
Right.
And there's so many examples of where it's reinforcing that you can kill a baby in Colorado and do it legally. So that's a tragedy, and that's why Colorado Right to Life testified against the bill and said, we love you guys, we appreciate you pro-lifers here in the Senate, but this is the wrong way to do it. We will oppose it again like we did last year. Last year it was killed. Do it succinctly. And so before and after the hearing, I think we've had positive times meeting with our representatives, and we'll see where it goes.
It's so needed, Bob. I want people to put politics aside and really do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Leslie. And as in our final seconds, our telethon, we're at, wow, $7,177 with a $500 check, which is, Leslie,
tremendous.
It's
tremendous.
Right here, this check. And as soon as someone matches it, 500 or in part, maybe five people who give 100.
Yeah,
maybe
that would be great.
Somebody could give 25, or maybe somebody could subscribe to one of our monthly, you know, Bible studies, DVDs.
They learn a lot if
sermons.
They do.
It's so much fun. Then we'll be able to deposit that check. We'll be over $8,000.
Awesome, Bob. That's great. Thanks
so
for
thank
all
you,
you do.
You're
Bob.
Welcome. God bless you.
Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Benyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Benyart Live February Telethon.
Now you can subscribe to Bob Benyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study, or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-NYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
This is Bob Benyart inviting you to read our manuscript, The Plot, for an overview of the whole Bible. Call us at 800-836-9278. That's 836-9278.